Blog Talk Radio.
You're looking for trouble? You came to the right place. You're looking for trouble? Just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was.
Nothing like opening the show with Elvis. I mean, how can you beat that, right? Well, the song with my name in comes close, but it still doesn't beat it. It has to be Elvis, right? So it's good. It's good. We like that. And I love the video that goes with that combination, too. Trouble and the Swinging Guitar Man. I love that video. That is awesome. But, all right. You know, I've got something really kind of... different. Okay. It's different. I haven't done anything like this in a while. I haven't heard this song since Hot 9. I'm not even sure when. It's been a long, long time. Because, you know, Frank Sinatra has been gone for a long, long time. And this is a duet he did with his daughter, I believe in the late 60s. And, so we've got Frank and Nancy Sinatra doing Saying Something Stupid.
Mm-hmm. I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
I always thought that was kind of a sweet song, you know, and everybody hears that song and they think of it as in a romantic way, but it doesn't have to be that, because here you've got a father-daughter singing it. And of course, a father-daughter is going to say, I love you. So it is meant in the romantic sense, but it doesn't seem weird to hear a father-daughter singing it. So, I mean, they're not going to gaze into each other's eyes and spoil it, but, you know, hey, you got to take a little different twist on it, depending on how you want to think about it. I like to think about it in a romantic way, but not between them.
Nah,
that would just be weird. That would just be too, yeah, we can't do that. Mm. No. Well, I have a request from Brandon. Actually, he gave me two. This is one of them, and it's a little bit long, but we couldn't find Chris Stapleton doing it shorter. There was someone else doing it shorter, but Brandon requested Chris Stapleton. So I'm going to play the 4.5-minute version. It's a good song, so, you know, hey, it's okay. Once in a while, I can break a rule, and that's not a problem. So this is Chris Stapleton singing More of You.
When I think of you and the first time we met, and I heard the sound of your sweet, gentle voice, my heart took me over and gave me no choice. And right then I knew it makes me want more of you, again and again. I fall more in love with you than I've ever been. From the moment you wake me up till you kiss me goodnight, everything that you do, it makes me want more of you. When I think of you now, the years have gone by. I think of the memories time can't erase, and all of the smiles that you brought to my face. Your love's been so true, it makes me want more of you again and again. I fall more in love with you than I've ever been. From the moment you wake me up till you kiss me goodnight, everything that you do, it makes me want more of you. When I leave this earth, you'll be holding my hand, and it gives me comfort to know you'll be there. And I'll thank the Lord for the love that we share. You're heaven to me, it makes me want more of you again and again. I fall more in love with you than I've ever been. From the moment you wake me up till you kiss me goodnight, everything that you do, it makes me want more of you. Everything that you do, it makes me want more of you.
That's nice. I like that.
Oh.
You know, there's
that was sweet.
Most of us have someone in our lives that we feel that way about. You know, it's so nice to be able to think of a person and to just say, no matter what you do, it makes me want more of you. And that is fantastic. I mean, you know, what more could you ask for than to know someone as a friend or a romantic interest or whatever, it doesn't matter. It could be your sister or your brother even. It doesn't make any difference. Just to have someone in your life that you feel that way about, that whatever they do, it's fantastic, and you just want to be with them more. I think this one was in a romantic interest. This song was pointed to romantic interest. And by the way, that the lady that was singing the backup is his wife. So that was kind of cool to find out. That was neat. Okay, I've got another request, and this one is from Susan.
Oh.
And it's the Beach Boys singing Good Vibration.
Oh.
Impressions. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. Good vibration, come on, excitation.
smile, please smile. I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up her vibration.
Good vibration.
You remember the Beach Boys? My goodness.
Yeah.
The
stripes, they had some good records, Jenny.
Yeah, exactly. And they almost always wore the white slacks and the candy striped shirts.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too.
They kind of had long hair, but they looked very clean.
Yeah.
Which is a strange combination, but it worked for them. They actually pulled it off.
Definitely.
That was kind of funky, weird, but that's okay. If they could do it, more power to them. They pulled it off. Okay, I have another request here. I thought, let's do the requests and then we'll make sure not miss anybody. I'm going to miss somebody anyway. I know I will. Please forgive me if or when I do, because I didn't have my list with me when I put them all in the library. So, some of them didn't get written down. I'm going to try and remember and not miss them, but forgive me if I do, and let me know, because then we'll play them next week for sure.
Next week, yeah.
And it's time for Christmas music, you guys, so send me Christmas music requests. Mm-hmm. We want lots of Christmas music in the next 2 or 3 weeks, because we only get away with it for one time out of the year. And I remember I carried it into January last year, and I probably will this year too, because I love Christmas music. And nobody seemed to mind too much. I think everybody else does too. So send me some Christmas music so we can play that. And I'm putting my show together probably Monday morning after my shift. So shoot them to me, kids. Shoot them to me. Our quest from Rebecca. Now, I did play this a couple of weeks ago, but it's a good song. We can play it again. It doesn't matter. And it's Elvis singing You Gave Me a Mountain.
Oh, beautiful.
Bob
in the heat of the desert. My mother died giving me life, deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I never done. It's been one hill after another. I climbed them all one by one. She took my pride and my joy. She took my reason for living. She took my small baby boy.
Oh yeah, I have always loved that song since it first came out. I was in love with that song. It's fantastic.
Right,
it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and it brings some. And the first time I heard it, Marty Robbins sang it. So, you know, hearing Elvis do it was not the first time I had heard this song. Here we go again. Sorry, Marty, but I like Elvis' version better. That's just how it rolls.
So, yep.
And it happens almost every time. So, you know, hey, you know, that's okay. We can deal with that.
Yep.
The next song I want to do is a request from John.
Yeah.
And we looked and looked and looked for this song last Christmas. Hey, guys, I'll apologize beforehand because this is a tearjerker. Get out your hankies and your Kleenexes. You're going to need them. But it is such a soul-fulfilling song at the same time and really kind of lets us know what Christmas is really all about,
right.
You know, what it's supposed to be all about. You know, thinking of others and wanting others to enjoy and get. So think about that when you're listening to this. It's going to make you sad, I guarantee it, but it's such a good song. I absolutely love it. And it's Red Sovine, who was known as the storyteller, and he does such a superb job telling these stories, too. He deserved that. This is called Billy's Christmas Wish, and thank you, John. I do love this.
Thank you. The fat man sat on the busy street corner, his white beard and red suit in rhyme. His ho-ho brought joy to the children, for again it was Christmas time. His belly would shake as he merrily laughed, spreading his Christmas joy. "I'm Santa, come sit on my knee," he'd say to each little girl and boy. But standing apart from the merry crowd stood a lad about 7 years old. With no coat to cover his bony frame, he was shaky and weak from the cold. He had no shoes to warm his feet. He looked hungry, just skin and bone. But with a look of peace on his humble little face, he just stood there all alone. When Santa saw the boy, a sympathy grew, and he said, "Come here, lad, come here to me." He covered the trembling frame with his robe as he placed the child on his knee. The boy looked up into Santa's eyes with worship for the bearded man, and he said, "My name's Billy, and I love you, sir. Why, you're the grandest in all the land." "And I didn't mean to be no trouble, Santa," he went on, trying hard to smile. "But I heard you laughing and I saw the kids, and I thought I'd just watch for a while. But I won't bother you with wanting nothing, sir, 'cause I already know I've been bad." Santa looked down at the poor little ragged boy and he said, "Son, where's your mother and dad?" "Well, my daddy lives in prison, Santa. That's what mama says anyhow. They say he shot mama's boyfriend. He's been there a long time now. And me and mama, we live with Mr. Brown now. Mom works at the bar every day. Mr. Brown just drinks beer and cusses a lot whenever I get in his way. So I've been gone about 4 days now, Santa. I've been sleeping in cars that I find. And I know that makes me a bad boy, but you sure have been treating me kind. I've been praying for you since I've been big enough, Santa, every Christmas Eve night. And then the next day, the kids have all the toys, and I know that you made it all right. And I'm so glad to see them so happy as I go walking along. But my stocking is always empty, and that's how I know I done wrong. Mr. Brown told me all about it. He says I just ain't no good. And I know he's right, 'cause you never came, sir. And I know if I wasn't bad, then you would." "It's okay, son," Santa muttered. Such faith he had not seen in a while. Though a tear was straining to fill his eyes, he looked down at the lad with a smile. "Just tell Santa what you'd like, son. Anything you might have in mind. I didn't know where you lived before, Billy, but I promise I won't miss you next time." Little Billy's face quickly grew brighter. Such luck he would never have guessed. After thinking a while, he finally said, "Well, sir, I might just have one request. Have you ever been to heaven, Santa? Why, I bet you know God as good as you are. Could I just ride up to Jesus' house, sir, if it's not too awful far? He might just let me live there a while. Daddy says he likes little boys. And I wouldn't take up too much room, sir. I'd just sit in the back with the toys. And I promise not to be bad, Santa. And I could help God do his chores. And he might even let me see Daddy. And I wouldn't be hungry no more." "I'm so tired and sleepy now, Santa," said the child as he looked toward the skies. With a sigh, he relaxed against Santa's chest and peacefully closed his eyes. Santa quickly felt for the little boy's pulse. "Someone please get a doctor," he said. But when the ambulance took little Billy away, everyone knew he was dead. The children had grown more silent as they listened to the little boy. They were no longer happy and laughing. His story had stolen their joy. They looked to Santa for comfort. He fought for the right words to say. He said, "Now kids, don't be sad for Billy, 'cause he just went to heaven today. He wanted to go and live with God, so now everything's all right. Let thoughts of Billy make your hearts be kind, and I'll see you all Christmas Eve night. Merry Christmas, everybody."
Okay, now that everybody's crying, wipe your eyes, blow your nose. It's time for some good old country music, Charlie Daniels. This is a request from John as well, and it's called Long Haired Country Boy by Charlie Daniels Band.
Lovely.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Preacher man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll. Wants me to send a donation, 'cause he's worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true. But sometimes I think that preacher man would like to do a little walking too. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Oh, yeah, long-haired country boy. That's not what you normally expect to hear from Charlie Daniels, but it was good. It's old-style country, but it just keeps moving. It keeps moving. Doesn't stall out or anything. And it's good for a change to just do something like that, but it is sort of unexpected from Charlie Daniels. I think that's why it's not the expected, and that's always good.
I've never heard that one, Jenny, so that was good.
I haven't either. I didn't hear it either. When I read it, when Brandon requested it and I listened to it, that was the... I mean, Brandon didn't request that. John requested that. when I first listened to it. That was the first time I'd ever heard it. And it's kind of like, you know, John's good at that, though. He sends a lot of stuff that I have never heard before. Some of it's a little strange, but it's almost always good. You know?
It's always so good. Yeah, it's got wide range, doesn't it?
He's good for my musical education.
Yes, that's fine.
So, thank you for being you, John. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Hey, hey. All right. And now, the reason I said Brandon's name accidentally is because this next request is from Brandon. And it's Johnny Cash. We've got Country Day going, but it's country time's almost over, guys, so it's all right. Johnny Cash, and he's singing Rusty Cage.
Oh, nice.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nails. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to Stillwater and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights, when the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore, I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage.
All right, Johnny Cash. That's something you don't expect from Johnny Cash either. So thanks, Brendan. We're hearing all kinds of new stuff today, and it's great. And now we've got some older stuff, too. This is a request from Susan, and I think it's my last request to play. So we will have gotten them all done. And if I missed anybody, let me know, and we'll catch it next week, all right? So this is Elvis, requested by Susan. Never been to Spain.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Say the ladies are insane, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse. Never gonna lose, I can't refuse. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles, so I headed for Las Vegas.
you go, Susan. Never been to Spain. I know I played that one recently as well, but you know what? Elvis songs are always good, and it doesn't matter. You can repeat those every show, and it would be fine. Not a big problem. Not a problem at all, big or little.
Nope.
We like it. In fact, I am going to play another Elvis song right now because, you know, I've only got 16 minutes left, and I have songs that I want to play for me.
Why not?
I request songs from me. All right, and I've got two of them I request. But right now, I'm going to play Elvis doing, and it's not One Night With You. It's the original version that was not released, One Night of Sin. And I love this.
Yes.
One. Yeah. You know, I mean, hey, the thought process is that it opens up. yeah. Okay. That's as far as I'm going to take that one. All right.
Yes. Well,
mountain lakes and streams and rainstorms. Mm. And, okay, enough, Jenny. One Night of Sin by Elvis.
Oh, yes.
Let's get it this time. You just give me a little heavier beat. I'm feeling I'm ready.
One night of
One Night of Sin. And I know that they kind of banned this one at first, and then Elvis redid it as One Night with You. Somehow it lacks the same punch, you know, as far as I'm concerned anyway. And I think when things got a little more liberal or something, they may have released One Night of Sin. I know that we can get it on YouTube because that's where I got it. So
that's good.
Concerned. Yeah, we can get it. So that's all we really want, is that we can get it. And that's what we like. Anyway, before I get myself into more trouble, yeah, we like getting it. Shut up, Jenny. Herman's Hermits, I'm into something good.
Oh, yes.
Herman's Hermits. And you know, that whole band, nobody's name is Herman.
No.
I have no clue where they got that. Because, yeah, the lead singer and I believe the leader of the band, his name was Peter Noon. So
yep.
It's kind of like, where did they get Herman's Hermits? I thought that was very strange when I was a girl. That was really, I was like, oh, let me think. About 13 when they got really popular, and then I found out that there wasn't any Herman, it was Peter. Okay, fine. And that's where I left it. But,
yes.
You know, I still like listening to them. I didn't really care.
Yes.
I just liked them. So it was all right. Part of the British invasion, as we called it back then, What do you expect when they've got better music? You know what I mean? Hey, that's just how it kind of fell down. We're going to go with the Spinners. The Spinners are going,
okay.
Could it be I'm falling in love?
Could be.
It could be, yes.
I know.
Because I feel so strange.
All right. It could be I'm falling in love. Yes.
Yes, I believe he's falling in love.
It could be on the other end of the stick and saying, uh-uh, no way, never happen, uh-uh. It just depends on who you're talking about, right?
Just let it happen.
I like the end of the stick where it could be I'm falling in love. That's a more fun
definitely.
End of the stick. Definitely. Now, falling in love is always wonderful, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's for one night or a weekend or a month or 20 years. It makes no difference. Loving someone is what counts. That's all that counts.
Yes.
It doesn't matter for how long, just that you do and that they love you in return. That's what matters.
Yep.
That's all that matters. Time makes no difference. No difference whatsoever. So there you go. I have one more that I requested of me. And it too is Elvis. And
okay.
I love this song. I'm just not even going to talk about it. I like this song. It's Elvis doing If You Talk in Your Sleep. And that probably says the whole thing right there.
Don't mention my name.
Someone else is waiting, and he owns you. If he should ever wake up, he'll show you slowly his strange love. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. And if you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. Walking every night here in the shadows, so afraid that sometime he may follow. There's always a chance you'll find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Forget where you came.
Show for today. Thank you so much for joining me and sticking with me. And don't forget the gospel hour tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, 6:30 Mountain. And you can judge whatever else you are. And I hope to see you there, because it's always a good hour and a good way to start your day. So see y'all later. And thank you so much and being with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye.